Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 28th of July, and right now it's cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with temperature range from low 29 to high 33 degrees Celsius, and with heat index on 38 degrees Celsius. Wind supposed to be blowing from south with 13 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect thunderstorm and the change of the wind to westerly winds with 19 kilometers per hour and 70% chance of precipitation. Morning humidity on 62% will drop by noon on 54%, and moon is waxing crescent and 8% of it is illuminated. On Sunday will be new moon. With Kavita, we talk about Zeitgeist and what the movement got to do with Orwell. Good morning, Kavita.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Zeitgeist.
All right. It's a worldwide movement based on three documentaries that have been made. It was started by a man called Jack Fresco, and the Zeitgeist promotes a Venus project, which is currently still a model of a city or a way of living. And yeah, there are different Zeitgeist chapters in every country where groups of people interested in the movement get in touch online and then organize different meets and activities and brainstorming groups and so on.
What that got to do with Orwell?
Well, the Zeitgeist movement addresses a lot of global issues today and looks for alternative solutions to these issues. It does not support the monetary system or our current economical structure. And it's a lot like Orwell in the sense that the people part of the movement are looking for different solutions. So the All India Zeitgeist group, once I got in touch with them online and they heard I was from Orwell, they were very interested in visiting the place and seeing what type of solutions Orwell has come up with already. And yeah, to experience the living here.
Their visit will happen this weekend, yeah?
Yeah, they will be here. There's one batch that has arrived for 8 days, and then a second batch that will arrive for 4 days. So the 8 day batch will spend their first 4 days at the Sadhana Forest experiencing the lifestyle over there. And then for the remaining 4 days, the second batch will arrive and we will explore some of Orwell's projects and units to help them get an overview of what the township is about.
You're the part of this group, yeah?
I'm a part of this group online because I found it interesting. For the last year, I've been following their activities. They promote a lot of research on the Venus Project, which is a plan of a city that's very much based on the scientific method and very new technology, and perhaps it's very different from Orwell, but I do appreciate the effort that a lot of people are putting into modeling new cities.
These two batches they're visiting, they would be just experiences Orwell, or they will also have maybe some kind of workshops or lectures, or how they're planning to interact with the Orwellians?
Well, they have had several meets before where they focus a lot on the Zeitgeist itself and creating awareness through presentations and PowerPoints and so on regarding the Zeitgeist itself. But this time the group wanted to do something, to learn something new themselves. So by coming to Orwell, they're not so much here to promote the Zeitgeist, but more to learn something about sustainable living and organic agriculture and so on. So yeah, we have screened the Zeitgeist movie for Orwellians this last weekend, and in the evenings at the Sadhana Forest we might have small discussions regarding the movement for anyone that's interested in participating. But besides that, the focus of the group is really on Orwell.
Mm. How many of them are coming?
We had expected up to 80 participants, but that has gone down right now to about 20 to 30.
That's still a lot.
So, yeah.
So how they finance themselves through the personal?
It's all personal.
Or what?
Yeah.
Or is there maybe any budget or something?
No, they don't have a budget. It's a real online movement, so, and they don't promote the monetary system at all, so my work is also completely voluntary and it's all out of interest that people join. So we've tried to keep the costs to a minimum, as a lot of the participants are students and have come here to experience. So we try to give them the best for the least amount.
So you will have a busy weekend.
I will have a busy weekend.
You said the Zeitgeist movement, it doesn't support the current monetary system.
Yeah.
But is there any solution yet?
Like anywhere else in the world, people are looking for solutions. And if you do look into the Venus Project, they have structures of cities that are getting there that are... I would not be able to talk about it confidently myself, but okay. There is a lot of thought being
proposals
put into it, and there are certain proposals that could be found online as well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Enjoy. Today in conference room in Town Hall at 5 p.m. will be a presentation on Transit Launch Housing Project in the spirit to help build Oroville by pioneering a new community. And in the evening at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas in Pavilion of Indian Culture, we can look for an interesting raga jazz world music concert by Jal Shagar Presents. On Saturday and Sunday there will be Argentino Tango workshop for beginners and intermediates with topics on tango basics and the quality of the embrace through several steps. Both days will end up with milongas on different locations. No partners required, but you do need socks or dance shoes. On Saturday at College Guest House from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. there will be a workshop to wake up your true inner being based on the method The Energy of the Tales. And also on Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Kashmir, The Lost Paradise, a talk by Claude RP, and the talk will be in French with a simultaneous English translation. Our Oroville Security Service informs us about the changes in security arrangements, and they are saying that from August 1st, 2011 onward, there will be a change in their security arrangement. They have discontinued the services of G4 Security Company and have employed a new company, Force One Guarding Services. They have also hired several experienced civilians to work alongside the Force One guards. At Repo, early breakfast starts again in the community kitchen from Tuesday 2nd of August on between 7 to 9:30 a.m. And a simple dinner at 7 p.m. too will be resumed later if there is enough demand. You can contact Baga on 262-2328. And at Visitor Center Cafeteria, they are offering a choice of breakfasts every day from 8 to 10:30 a.m. using whatever is possible Oroville products. A restorative circle is a community process for supporting those in conflict. It brings together the three parties to a conflict: those who have acted, those directly impacted, and the wider community, within an intentional systemic context. To dialogue as equals. If you wish to learn how to restorative circle work, they have a practice group which meets on Thursday mornings from 9:15 to 12:15 at Joy, formerly College Guest House in Centerfield. They accept new people on the first Thursday of each month. On August 8th, they will be starting a second practice group, which will meet on Monday afternoons from 2:30 till 5:30 p.m. in the same place. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., you can see a Spanish film, The Life of Fish, made in Chile in 2010 by director Matias Bizet, and it is drama in Spanish with English subtitles. On Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see an international film, Shadows in Paradise, made in Finland in 1986 by director and writer Aki Kaurismäki, and this one is comedy romance in Finnish, Swedish, English with English subtitles. At Cine Club on Sunday at 8 p.m., we can see Gentleman's Agreement, made in USA in 1947 by director Elia Kazan, with Gregory Peck, Dorothy McGuire, and others. This one is drama, romance, in English with English subtitles. At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Nivas tomorrow at 7:45 p.m. we can see The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Trader, and at Echo Film Club in Sedona Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen documentary Vanishing of the Bees, made in 2009 and directed by George Langworthy and Mariam Heinen. At Savitri Bound tonight at 7 p.m. we can see Virtual Choirs and Home Choirs, films about Wilter Choirs by Eric Whittaker. The true purpose of life, to live for the divine, or to live for the truth, or at least to live for one's soul. And the true sincerity, to live for the divine without expecting any benefit from him in return. The words of Mother in Volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.
Vamos a escaparnos juntos, nadie nos encontrará. Cogemos el cochecito y a dónde iremos a parar.
Que te quiero yo, déjamelo yo. Que te quiero, niña, ay, de corazón.
Mi fantasía es algo excepcional, un don que me ha dado Dios.